Well, you've always wanted to be a question on a TV quiz program.
Yes.
I've got some good news for you.
What?
Yesterday you were.
When?
On 15-1.
William
no! Stewart.
What happened?
He said...
Oh, I brought some celebration music.
I knew you'd be glad.
I didn't... I have a huge extended family. Not one of them rang me up and said, question, 15-1.
Oh, dude. They didn't listen to
what
it.
What happened?
He just asked a question. Who is the radio personality, mind, who hosts Morning Edition on Radio 5?
Is they really?
And they got it right, too.
A few quids gone sideways there,
you're
I think.
Famous.
There's no reason for them to say that question and name the show without a few quid going sideways. I should imagine at some drinks party, whoever's in charge of this kind of a... It's David Hatch, isn't it? He kind of walks across with a chinking of the... George, how are you? Well, I'm looking after 15-1 at the moment. Oh, really? Listen, come do us a favour, George. We've got radio public. Don't get a lot of public. And in it lands. That's the way greasing the wheels of business.
Well, there we are. Fancy nobody not hearing it apart from me.
Well, you heard it. And, mind you, sad, lonely life, watching 15-1. Hang on, Alice.
I've seen it recorded live.
You've seen it recorded live?
Well, I went to see it recorded, and I was there alive.
You were in the audience. John, I'd say is your natural soulmate here and person who was in the audience of 15-1 with William G. Stewart.
I've been on it.
Come on.
Yes,
you're just upping the stakes here like
a Mississippi
riverboat gambler.
I've got a photograph of me on it.
Did I do it? How did you do?
Well, he cheated.
What? You didn't, no?
No. I got through the first couple of rounds, but
Sound like Weymouth or one of these non-league teams getting through the first. What was your downfall? Which question do you now wake up in the middle of the night saying, I knew that, damn it, I knew it?
Well, I said, the Edwardian Diary of a Country Lady, and it should have been the Country Diary of an Edwardian Lady.
Could have been worse, could have been a hell of a lot worse, the more I think about it. Alright, John, well, that's before we actually get too carried away with the fancy being a question on 15-1. William G. Stewart's 15-1. Mark's looking at you with envious eyes here.
I don't even know what 15-1 is.
Of course you know what 15-1
is. No, I don't.
It's that program on Channel 4 when everyone else is either watching Neighbours or, Bob Holness's one.
Uh-huh.
On Channel 4, they unveil their own 15-1, and there's indeed 15 people at lecterns answering general knowledge questions.
No, this is completely...
To little or no effect.
I was probably out recording that exciting trail when that was on.